Years before I even came to Alaska, much less started working for APRN, a young man from Fairbanks made his reporting debut at KYUK in Bethel. He then went to work as host and producer of this show, Alaska News Nightly, eventually making his way to NPR in Washington, D.C. Corey Flintoff has spent the last decade working as a foreign correspondent for NPR in the Middle East. Flintoff is back in Alaska this week, helping out APRN, this time as more of a celebrity than reporter. He says the stories he was reporting on during his early career are very similar to the stories in the Alaska News today.
There are a lot of Alaska Native sovereignty issues, a lot of environmental issues, resource extraction issues, and of course the thing that's always the daily bread of reporting in Alaska, various kinds of crime.
You said working in rural Alaska helped prepare you for reporting in foreign countries. How did that?
Well, especially at KYUK, it's because it's a kind of cross-cultural reporting. You know, KYUK, Bethel, and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta is all a big, primarily Yupik Eskimo and Athabaskan area. You observe the pause patterns of other people's language. You know, English speakers tend to pause for about 1 second, and that's your cue that it's time for you to step in and, you know, perform your part of the conversation. But for Yupiks and people in a lot of other native languages, the pause pattern is longer. It's about a second and a half, meaning that Yupik people used to often feel that we were interrupting them because we weren't respecting their pause pattern. So those kinds of cultural patterns exist all over the world. They're all different, of course. But what I learned in Bethel and in Alaska generally is that, you know, be prepared for other people to see things differently from you do. And be prepared to adapt to whatever their worldview might be.
When you then went to work for APRN after KYUK, what were some of the stories that really stood out during your tenure there?
Well, of course, you know, I mean, the big one in everyone's life here was the Exxon Valdez oil spill. You know, not only because, you know, it was this singular disaster, you know, it was this world-class disaster, but because it was a story that lasted so long and had so many convolutions to it. It was something that I don't think anybody in Alaska news media of any kind, newspaper or broadcast, had any idea how to deal with. It was simply too big. There were very few people who had the reporting experience and expertise to do this kind of thing. So we all had to learn on the fly how to represent something that was so important to our state, both locally, you know, and on a national stage, you know, and that was an enormously important story for everybody. And I think, you know, you always have to, you hate to say that a disaster was something that contributed to your own career or to your own education, but it did both for me. It taught me to be a better reporter. And it also, you know, the dirty secret of a lot of reporters' backgrounds is that there was some disaster that propelled you into the next job up. And for me, it was what made the connection to NPR.
How do you think being from Alaska and having started out as a reporter here shapes your work as a journalist today?
Well, you know, Alaska is a very cosmopolitan place. You know, I mean, much more so than you'd think. You'd think that a place that is fairly remote from the rest of the continental United States and a place that, you know, is like a large province would be parochial and provincial in its outlook. And in fact, that's not true at all, because Alaska has always attracted interesting, intelligent, you know, sort of far-thinking, far-seeing people, you know, because they come here for the adventure and they come here for the beauty of the place. You know, and so that, you know, I was reminded constantly when I'd be interviewing people in Alaska how smart people are, you know, and, you know, you can never look down your nose at anybody, or, you can't dismiss anybody, because you have to know that there are a lot of people who are an awful lot smarter than you are out there. And I've always carried that with me reporting overseas, and I've never been disappointed.
NPR foreign correspondent and former Alaskan Corey Flintoff got his start in broadcasting at KYUK in Bethel and the Alaska Public Radio Network in Anchorage.